Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to Alaska Gold Trails. I'm your host, Jim Madonna, and you know this is your radio show on mining in Alaska, past, present, future. More specifically, folks, gold mining in Alaska's misty past, controversial present, and mysterious future. And to help us learn about our mysterious future today, we're going to talk about coming events here in Fairbanks, Alaska, regarding our mining industry, specifically our placer mining industry. Today's guests are going to be Tom Bunsen and Dee Church, and they're going to give us some information regarding the upcoming placer mining conference that will be occurring next week. And also, I want to give you a few bits of information regarding coming events that are not necessarily associated with the Placer Mining Conference, although they fit right in with it. One of the events that are going to occur very soon is the spring schedule of the Mining Extension, Prospecting, and Rock and Mineral Identification classes. And along those lines, we want to give you information regarding the Rock and Mineral Identification class, which will start on April 3rd. And will last until the 31st, and that will cover, of course, rock and mineral identification. At about the same time, we'll be having a basic prospecting class, which, will start April 3rd, and will continue on until May 16th. We will then also have, on April 26th through the 29th, an introductory to geochemical prospecting class, and on May 1st through the 13th, an advanced geochemical prospecting class. And finally, the one that everybody gets so excited about in the spring of the year, when the thaw comes around, the snow melts away, and the water begins rushing in the creeks, is the introduction to gold prospecting. That will occur May 12th through 14th. That's a three-day class, and I know a lot of you are looking forward to that particular program. Now, for more information, you can give us a call at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Mining Extension Program at 474-7702, and you can give me a call. That's Jim Madonna at 456-2569, and that, of course, is if you'd like to have more information regarding the Mining Extension prospecting and mining classes, which will begin this spring. In addition to that, I'd like to make mention of the Monte Carlo Ball, which is going to fit right in with the Placer Mining Conference. And this, of course, is the fourth annual Gold Diggers Monte Carlo Ball. And it's kind of a big event that follows the conference. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about that. And it will be held on Saturday, April 1st from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. at the Alaska Land Civic Center. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a minute. But, of course, we want to also do something regarding contests here on Alaska Gold Trails. I don't know just what to do regarding contests, but I've had some thoughts over this past week, and I'm thinking that perhaps we should take a look at one of my newest sponsors here. And about a month ago, Robbie Ginther from Tip Top Chevrolet found out that we were back on the radio doing Alaska Gold Trails, and he said, Jim, he wanted to be a sponsor on the show. And so, of course, Robbie joined us, and I'd like to give you a little background on Robbie Ginther and Tip Top Chevrolet, if I could. To begin with, Tip Top Chevrolet Buick has been in business for 32 years, and it's been owned and operated by three generations of Ginthers. Robbie Ginther is now the general manager. Tip Top has a very high level of repeat business from satisfied customers, and I think that is built around in large because they don't have a very large turnover of employees there, and that is probably the major contributing factor to their success. There are a couple of characteristics that Tip Top Chevrolet has that I think you might like to know about, and these are, they have, of course, the new car sales, which deals with Chevrolet Buick. And they also have quality used cars for sale at Tip Top Chevrolet. They have a full-line service department, and in addition to that, they have a full-line body shop. I'd like to give you some names to remember here, just in case they might be worth some valuable prizes to you someday in the near future. We'd like to let you know that the sales manager at Tip Top Chevrolet, Jim Brown, has a wonderful philosophy, and that he listens to the customer and listens to the needs of the customer in trying to fit them into the proper vehicle. They have a used car manager, Elmer Ostbloom, and he has been with Tip Top Chevrolet for 6 years, and he has a staff of 2 salespeople, Jim Lidster and Scotty Castor. Each has been with Tip Top for 7 years. In the service department, Randy Meadows heads up the department. Randy has 6 years' experience at Tip Top's service department, has been service manager for 2.5 years. And finally, in the auto body shop, Randy Mayu has been with Tip Top Chevrolet for 6 years. So there's the folks down there at Tip Top Chevrolet that'll give you a hand. I'd like for you to know that they're located at 1916 South Cushman Street, and their phone number is 452-8211. And so for future reference, folks, those are some of the people, those are some of the names, and that's one of my fine sponsors here on Alaska Gold Trails that are ready to serve you in our town of Fairbanks, Alaska. Now, let's have a contest. What say? You know that we have somebody on the back of the telephone book that's advertising there, and you know that the folks over at Oxford Assaying and Refining often give away a 1 troy-ounce silver ingot to the person who can call me up and let me know who the sponsor is, where the sponsor is located, and what the sponsor does. And this week, we want to know who the sponsor is on the back of that phone book. And when I say, tell me what that sponsor does, I want you to really tell me what that sponsor does. And I'll tell you what, I will take the first caller that gives me the answer, but I'll take the first caller that gives me the full answer, and they will receive a 1 troy-ounce silver ingot from Oxford Assaying Refining, located at 208 Wendell Street. And if you'd like to phone them, their number is 456-3967. I always like to make those numerical mistakes because it adds a little flavor to the show. So with that in mind, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Can you hear me? I can't hear you. What's going on here? Hi, now, will you talk to me?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Give me an answer, would
you? You said on the back of the phone book.
What's on the back of the phone book?
B&L Pawn Shop.
By Jove, I think you've got the first step in a step of three.
It's 605 Gaffney.
It's 605 Gaffney.
And they loan, they buy, they sell, they trade, they deal.
You want my job? You're going along.
And Killer has the Wheel of Fortune.
Killer has a wheel. That's the first time that I heard that Killer had the Wheel of Fortune.
Well, he has a wheel.
Tell me some more. Do you need a grub stake? There's a drug.
Need a grub stake? They take consignment, and if they don't sell it, you don't pay their commission.
You know, that's pretty good, because I don't see any of that on the back of the telephone. Oh, yes, I do. Don't sell it, you don't pay.
Right.
A commission. And they take consignment. That's pretty good. That's kind of a nice little ad they have on the back of the phone book. Isn't it pretty?
Yeah.
You know who took that picture there?
No.
Killer took that picture.
Is that right?
That's Mal McKinley, yes.
Yeah, well, I'll have to call him and...
Well, it's a she. You better... Killer's a she.
Excuse me.
But that's all right.
I knew that.
But that's all right. You know, she won't mind at all, just as long as you remember to tell her when you go down there or phone them that you heard about their
ad. I talked with them today.
You did?
Sure.
Did you tell them that you heard about them from Alaska, Jim Madonna on Alaska Gold Trail?
No.
Oh, darn. Well, next time you call them, make sure you do that, would you?
Okay.
Okay. Hey, give me your name so I can see that you have a certificate here for a silver ingot.
Sue Thomas.
Okay. Is that Lou?
Susan.
Susan, I'm sorry. Oh, we're going right along today as normal. And last name, Sue?
Thomas.
T-H-O-M-A-S?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, look, tell you what you do, Sue. You stop up here at Washington Plaza at the KFAR studio, pick up your certificate, and then run it over to Oxford Assaying and Refining, located at 208 Wendell Street, okay? And you present this certificate to them, and they will give you a 1 troy ounce silver ingot. How's that?
Great, but can I drive?
Can you drive?
Yeah.
Did I tell you to run?
Yes.
Okay. In this case, I'll make an exception.
Go okay, ahead. Great.
Thanks, Sue.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi. Are you there? Not there.
Okay. We're, once again, we've just had a winner of our 1 troy ounce silver ingot, and I guess my other callers hung up on us since the silver was given away. And so right now we will turn over to our guests, and I want to let the listening audience know that we're here at 479-8255. That's 479-TALK. So if you have a question of our guests, please give us a call and let us know what's on your mind, and I'll have the guests attempt to answer any questions that you have. Today I have with me Tom Bunsen, who is the chairman of the 11th Annual Placer Mining Conference, which will be coming up here very soon. Welcome to Alaska Gold Trails, Tom.
Well, thanks, Jim.
And Tom, before you launch into all the things that are going on at the Placer Mining Conference, give us a little bit of your background. Were you born in Alaska?
No, I wasn't born in Alaska. I was born in the Midwest in North Dakota. Came up to Alaska at an early age, but I have traveled quite a bit. I've been overseas, and but I have spent over 20 years in the state, 17 of which as a mining geologist for private industry and the State Division of Geological Surveys.
In your capacity as a mining geologist for the Geological Survey, what did that require that you do, Tom?
Well, basically, I have a number of tasks. I'm an author on the annual mining activity summary for the state of Alaska, which comes out every year in cooperation with the Department of Commerce and Economic Development. I do a fair amount of field work looking at the mineral potentials of mainly state lands, produce a number of reports annually, and we deal with commodities, not only just gold, but other base metals and precious metals, and even industrial materials that we do evaluate for the state from time to time. And there's a number of other things we were asked as for basically expertise on those kinds of things.
And can you give us a little information, Tom, on, you know, how the production or the dollars and cents go through the placer mining and mining industry in general through your activities in producing that particular publication that you referred to earlier?
Sure. It's produced mainly with the solicitation of voluntary information from the mining industry and government agencies that deal with that. We send out about 1,000 questionnaires every year, and we get a fair percentage of them back. We compile the information and then prepare a report on the exploration and development and production aspects of the mining industry. It's a big job. We're in the middle of it right now, actually, and the final report will come out later in the spring. Basically, we get returns from several hundred placer miners annually, and that helps us compile the placer mining scene, pretty much.
And do you have a number on just how much gold has been produced in the state of Alaska and how it fluctuates over the past, say, 3 or 4 years?
Right. Little bit of historical background. The placer mining industry has been the dominant part of the gold mining industry in the state, and in the territorial days. It has produced roughly two-thirds of all the gold bullion produced, which totals about 32 million ounces as of 1989. The mining industry was fairly strong until after World War II and went into decline, and it basically was almost non-existent from a period of about statehood until the early 1970s. It's picked up since then with the decontrol of the price of gold. And we have seen since 1986 a steady increase in production. We're estimating production in 1988, for example, of about 265,000 ounces of gold worth about $112 million. And that's an estimate based on all the available information we have. The production was accomplished by the activities of about 210 mechanized placer gold mines and several small hard rock mines, mainly operating around Fairbanks here.
We're talking a little bit about the placer mining industry, and Tom, I don't know if you're familiar with all the sponsors that are here on Alaska Gold Trail, but one of our sponsors is we're particularly proud of is Hector's Welding, which is located at 13 Mile Richardson Highway. And I don't know if I should ask you this question, but in your wandering around the state, have you seen a lot of Hector's sluice boxes dotting the streams and being used as extraction equipment?
Sure. Hector's Welding is one of the major sluicing equipments used, and yeah. It's quite common.
Yeah, I know I've talked to a lot of miners, and they rave about Hector's work and the fact that, you know, it's nice to know that you have a manufacturer right here in the interior of Alaska that's producing a fine piece of fine gold recovery equipment, lending to the economics of the interior of Alaska and simultaneously serving the mining industry here. I'd like to point out, too, that Hector's not only builds the sluice boxes, but they do a number of other types of jobs for the industry. They replace dozer blade liners, rebuild loader buckets and ripper shank. They do heavy equipment repairs and modifications, just to name a few of them. But, of course, mining equipment fabrication is their specialty, including, of course, the sluice boxes. But they also produce conveyors, feeders, grizzlies, and screening plants. And, of course, for those miners, we know that every creek has its own characteristics. And because of that, it's necessary to build sluice boxes to adapt to a particular stream or drainage system because of the rocks and different kinds of characteristics of the gravels. And Hector's does build riffles and punch plates to accommodate these kinds of things. In addition to that, they also provide flocculants to the placer mining industry. And if the placer miners would like to obtain a test kit, flocculant test kit, all they have to do is drop over to Hector's and pick it up, and that test kit is free. And that's located at Hector's Welding, 13 Mile Richardson Highway, and their phone number is 488-6432. Tell them I sent you. Tom, in the mining industry, of course, we've had in the 1980s, if I recall correctly, we had quite an increase in placer mining activity, and then there's been a gentle and slow decline. Is that correct? Have you seen a decline in actual operation?
Well, there was a decline, for example, from 1985 to 1986, a decline of about 27%. What we're seeing in the last 2-3 years is a stabilization of the number of operators, and it hasn't picked up from what it was in the early 1980s, but it's no longer declining, at least from our figures. It's stabilized at roughly between 200 and 210 operations a year at this point. But there was a large decline between 1985 and 1986.
Is the decline linked to the fact that perhaps the drainage systems that yield payable amounts of gold have been mined out, or is it a decline because of some other characteristic?
Well, it's a complicated answer to that question, really. It's multifaceted. There have been some exhaustions of reserves in some mining areas that have led to a decrease in the number of operators. That is a fact. There are also are problems with regulatory issues, which I think a lot of people are well versed on, and a lawsuit, for example, that basically closed down about 30 placer mines in the National Conservation Unit several years ago. That was a factor too. So there has been that decline that took place several years ago had a multifaceted reason, and a combination of regulatory issues, and in some areas the placer mining area itself was being partially exhausted, although there's actual mining taking place in virtually all the old historic districts today, except for the ones within the conservation units.
Mm-hmm. Well, in just a minute, Tom, I'd like to ask a few questions about the placer mining conference that's coming up, and I'd also like to talk to our other guests as soon as we come back after a few of these messages. I want to talk to Dee Church about wonderful things she's been doing over there at Oxford Assaying and Refining and how a person might register for the Placer Mining Conference. So we'll be back in just a quick minute.
What's luckier than a four-leaf clover and much more tasty? It's the St. Patrick's Day cookie bouquet from the cookie jar. The perfect way to wish the luck of the Irish to someone special. The St. Patrick's Day bouquet is a selection of fresh cookie jar cookies on stems, tied with a bright green bow and delivered in a decorative box trimmed in Irish green, all for low $16.95. Better tasting than a pot of gold. Order yours today from the cookie jar. The cookie jar in the Washington Plaza.
Problem. You're young, you've never bought a car before, no credit? Solution, Seekins, Ford, Lincoln, Mercury.
Hey, I remember when I was young and first getting started, it was tough to get financing for a new car. No major credit, nobody wanted to finance me. Well, now we have a way for the first-time new car or truck buyer to establish credit for the rest of their lives and drive home in one of the best-built American vehicles made today and possibly do it with no down payment out of their own pocket. The cars are here. The program is simple. If it sounds good to you, what are you waiting for? See us right now, right here at Seekins Ford Lincoln Mercury. See you here.
Welcome back to Alaska Gold Trail's D-Church. Thank you for joining me today, and Tom, and tell us a little bit about your background so that people know, once again, who you are, where you are, and what you do.
Okay. I manage Oxford Assaying and Refining, and we're located at 208 Wendell Street. And Oxford has been in business close to 9 years. We're an Alaskan corporation. And we are a receiving station for placer, and also we sell and buy gold and silver bullion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I recognize also that you sell coins and ingots for mm-hmm. not only for a gift for that someone special, but also you sell a lot of investment coins and ingots.
Yes, we do.
Have you, you've seen this mining industry have its cycles, and of course, sometimes they are dramatic and have you've seen the joy of the miner when he came in and had actually run across a very rich pay zone, and you've also probably seen some of them that have come in that were a little bit despondent because they didn't have quite so lively a year. And I guess you've kind of grown up with the placer mining industry since the late 1970s, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
So you've got lots of experience, and...
Well, every day is a learning experience.
Well, we won't ask you about any numbers, how much gold people bring in, but it's probably an interesting and a colorful and fascinating job, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I really enjoy it, especially the people. They make it interesting for me.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have any recreational miners bring in gold?
Oh, yes, we do.
You do?
Small amounts, but
uh-huh.
yes. And they're very excited.
Yeah.
Always.
Gold mining is an exciting atmosphere.
Yes, it is.
I think Tom will agree with that, too. Tom? Fact of the matter is, Tom, I don't mean to jump away from the focus here, but remember last year when you put on your placer mining conference, Tom headed up the recreational session, which was quite an exciting session, if you remember. And I think that, I would like to point out that this placer mining conference, there's a little bit of something for everybody in that conference. It's not just the high-level, high-tech type of approach that a lot of people might think it is, but there's a lot there for people who are interested in introductory aspects of the placer mining, not only just the gold aspect of it, but also the other precious metals that are available, platinum, for example, silver, and there have been discussions on other valuable minerals such as scheelite, sapphires, for example, or some minerals that have been mined, not in Alaska, but some of the reports from other countries. So you folks have witnessed all this, haven't you, through the annual conferences?
Sure.
Tom, give us a little background on what you have going this year in terms of papers and presentations that might be of interest to the public.
Sure. The conference this year, the theme of it is placer mining in today's world. And basically, many of the sessions and the talks and actually the pre-conference workshop is really reflective of that theme. There's a pre-conference workshop on March 29th that's really put on by the Alaska Division of Mining. Judd Peterson will be the moderator and organizer, and he has several other agency people helping him out on this. It's going to focus on recycling, water recycling technologies and land reclamation, because these are issues that really are coming to focus in the mining industry. It's something that has to be faced. The EPA effluent guidelines that were just passed are going to require recycling of mine process waters. And it's not, you know, recycling waters isn't as simple as just setting up a pond, a pump intake. It's more complicated than that, and hopefully some technical expertise can be provided to the people that attend that workshop. Reclamation, basically, whether a lot of people have misunderstandings about this, but it's required on all state and federal lands. And in fact, it's required on private lands if it's in wetland areas, because the Corps of Engineer has that 404 permit authority. So there's going to be some, in that workshop, reclamation issues that'll be brought up. And part of these issues, hopefully what can be come out of this is some of the confusion between the different regulatory agencies that are administering all this stuff can perhaps be minimized. That is actually a factor in itself. The main technical sessions are going to start off with a reclamation practice session, a new placer technology session, which is sort of traditional for the mining industry. That will happen, those will both happen on Thursday, March 30th. New placer technologies are continually being worked out, and it's always interesting to have new speakers come up with new ideas. Some of the session papers include, for example, it'll be a summary of what the BEMA dredge operation has accomplished in the last 3 years near Nome. There'll be an update on the Valdez Creek Mining Company operation, which was Alaska's largest gold mine last year. There'll be an update on the Alaska Gold Company dredging operations at Nome. And there will be an interesting new talk, which we've never had before, a talk on revegetation technology as it relates to revegetating tailings. In the afternoon, there'll be talks, for example, a fellow that's operating a large bucket line dredge in New Zealand, the Hansen Company out of Spokane, Washington, wants to summarize what he's learned from his dredging operation there. And then there'll be talks on drilling technologies offshore and recovering gold in underground drift mining technologies, which was really touched on last year at last year's conference as well, as you remember, Jim. Mm-hmm. On Friday, we're going to have a series of talks on placer mining in other parts of the world other than Alaska. There'll be summaries from the Yukon Territory, British Columbia, California. And interestingly enough, we brought up a fellow from New Zealand to give an update on the placer mining industry of New Zealand, which has really taken off since the price was decontrolled. New Zealand had a real colorful mining history, just like Alaska, roughly about the same time of the California Gold Rush. And we're seeing over 200 mine operations in New Zealand today, which is about as many as Alaska has. We're going to finally end up our technical sessions on Friday afternoon with geology talks, which will include talks on the Nome District, the Circle District, talks on how nuggets may possibly be actually growing in the placer environment, at least it's a theory, and an interesting talk from a fellow from the University of Alaska Museum about the contributions the placer mining industry has made to the field of paleontology, in other words, fossils, where so many have been found in Alaska. So that basically rounds up our technical session.
That's quite a mouthful there, Tom.
Yeah.
You've got a great number of speakers there, ranging from interior Alaska all the way from, I just saw Rayco down at one of the conferences in Nevada,
yeah.
And that's the big dredging operation you were talking about in New Zealand. And they have, that will, when it's initiated, be the largest dredge in the world. Right now, I believe that BEMA, in terms of gold mining, BEMA off the shore of Nome holds that position, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
That's correct. The BEMA is the largest offshore dredging operation in the world, at least for gold. But at least the statistics for the Rocco dredge in New Zealand would indicate that it will put through more yardage per hour. I don't, but it's in an experimental stage at this point. But it's certainly, they'll be vying for the top, both of them.
Deke, could you give us a little information, perhaps? I understand you're heading up the registration for this conference. Could you perhaps give the people out there an idea of where they might register for the Placer Mining Conference?
Yes, they can register at Oxford Assaying and Refining. They can also go over to General Refining Corporation, which is located at 551 3rd Street, Grail. Also, the Alaska Miners Association office, which is located above the NC Machinery Building, Alaskan Prospectors, and also at the Fox Roadhouse.
Okay, so the folks have a good idea where they can register for the conference. Once again, I'd like to point out to the listening audience that if you would like to give us a call here, the number is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255.
See the sound, touch the wonder, feel the spirit of Alaska for yourself. Experience the adventure of a lifetime. Unforgettable, beyond compare, come and see the sound. Let's Dan Stevens Charters take you there. Picture yourself in the grandeur, beauty like you've never seen before. Unforgettable, beyond compare, come and see the sound. Let's Dan Stevens Charters take you there.
For information, call 1-800-478-1297.
People keep talking about us and they won't stop. Now we've got a reputation and it keeps growing. For over 18 years they've talked. My Subaru is the most reliable car I've ever owned. My Subaru has never let me down. My Subaru is the most dependable car I've ever owned. So let them talk. Subaru. We built our reputation by building a better car. See the Subaru difference for yourself at Fairbanks Motors, just off of Van Horn on Cushman.
Whether you are traveling for business or pleasure, at the Days Inn Anchorage, you can expect personal service, quality accommodation, and affordable rates. The downtown Anchorage Days Inn Hotel offers 116 rooms, each decorated with furnishings and amenities you expect from the expensive lodging chains. With its convenient location, quality accommodations, and friendly staff, there is no better lodging choice in the city. Traveling to the last frontier is truly a unique experience that should not be missed by anyone. So tell all your friends who are traveling to Alaska and Fairbanks via Anchorage that if they pass through Anchorage, they might want to stop off at the Days Inn Hotel, located at 321 East 5th Avenue. That's 5th and Cordova Street, Anchorage, Alaska. And if you'd like to make reservations, their phone number is 276-7226. And, or you might choose to use their toll-free number, which is 1-800-325-2525. That's Days Inn Motel, located at 5th and Cordova Street in Anchorage, Alaska. Once again, we're here with Dee Church from Oxford Assaying and Refining, who is heading up the registration for the Placer Mining Conference, which is going to be held at the end of this month, and Tom Bunsen, who is the chairman of the Placer Mining Conference. Tom, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions regarding some of the other activities, specifically the workshop that's going on Saturday. A lot of people might like to know about that.
Okay, Jim. On Saturday morning, there's going to be a Dr. Frank Scudrich of the University of Alaska School of Mineral Engineering will be offering a short course on blasting in frozen ground. The reason for this... This is somewhat timely because there's a new technology that's being used in even relatively small-scale placer mines is taking care of their mechanical removal of overburden, in other words, the muck overburden, in the wintertime with either mechanical excavation and or blasting technologies. This saves time. A number of operations in the state now are actually working year-round. They're doing this kind of activity in the winter where traditionally all mining activities were confined to the summer months. Companies such as Alaska Gold at Nome and several around town here, Sphinx Mining, for example, I think have found that it's cost effective to do it this way as well, and it's more it uses time more efficiently, and it's actually it's easier to comply with water quality standards and other kinds of things if this type of activity is done. But it does require some knowledge of blasting techniques, and it requires a knowledge of MSHA regulations and other state and federal regulations that are involved in all this. And he will be covering all of this The fee, a fee of $20 is going to be charged, but there's no limit to enrollment, so we're encouraging people that are interested in this kind of activity to sign up for it. Before I forget, I'd like to point out on Sunday, April 2nd, we're going to take a mine trip to the Valdez Creek Mining Company operation. And we want to encourage people, the general public included, that if they'd like to see Alaska's largest gold mine, the bus will be leaving at 7 a.m. from the Westmark. The cost is $40, and we'll include a lunch. And we're having some difficulties planning for it, and we have to have some time in advance for the bus company who's offering the buses. So we would like to have people sign up for this as soon as possible if they're going to do so, so we can gauge how much how many buses we're going to need, one or two, basically what it amounts to. Well, we're going to limit it to 80 people. I think we have 16 signed up right now.
Dee, where would they sign up for that?
They can sign up at Oxford Assaying and also GRC and over at the AMA office.
Okay, real good. You know, this is a great opportunity for people, isn't it, to see Alaska's largest operating placer mine, Valdez Creek. That's located, how far away is that?
I think it's roughly, say it's 50 miles east of Cantwell. I think roughly mileage, it's going to be just under 200 miles. It will be an all-day trip. It's going to be a 3.5-hour drive down and 3.5 back. It'll, we'll be getting back about 7 or 8 o'clock at night. So,
how much time are you allotting for touring the mine?
We'll be there for several hours.
Yeah.
It's going to play that by ear, and the mine management's going to we'll be eating lunch there, and he'll take a tour through the mine operation. We'll have several geologists along, and they're going to be explaining some of the placer geology. It's really quite fascinating, and it's an enormous excavation in terms of, and a fascinating excavation. It's probably the best in terms of a geologist, which I'm one of them. A fascinating look at the Pleistocene stratigraphy, in other words, the last 2 or 3 million years of deposition of many different units, lake deposits, stream deposits, and take a look at that.
Mm-hmm. And is this? It was interesting to note that. If I'm not mistaken, a fellow by the name of James Pruden last year gave the deposition of placer gold, and then it was followed up by a fellow from Valdez Creek named Dean Young, who actually gave the geology and the history of the Valdez Creek mining operation up to last year. And this will give people that heard those particular talks last year, which, by the way, are in last year's proceedings, an opportunity to actually see the mine that Dean Young and Jim Pruden were kind of focusing on. The once again, people can sign up then at Oxford Assaying and Refining D and
yes.
AMA office and GRC. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Real good. And look, I want to just take a quick break here, and then we'll be right back.
The banquet hall.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't take a quick break here, and maybe we won't be right back. We'll be back sooner than we thought. As a matter of fact, I want to tell the folks out there that you're listening to Alaska Gold Trails. This is Jim Madonna. And if you'd like to give our guests here, Dee Church and Tom, a call, the number is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. If you have any interest in the Placer Mining Conference or what's going on in the world of placer mining, this is your opportunity to ask a real professional. Right here is sitting Tom Bunsen from the Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys.
When you buy a new Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury, you get a fine vehicle recognized worldwide for its quality. But what really counts most of all is how you are taken care of after the sale. We can provide a service plan which includes everything from wiper blades to oil and filter changes, all in the price of the car. But best of all, we have 45 vehicles dedicated to keeping you on the road while your car or truck is being serviced. 45 cars for our customers at no cost, and nobody else in town has even one. Quality care for quality customers right now, right here at Seekins Ford Lincoln Mercury. See you here.
I want to talk a moment about one of my favorite sponsors here, and that, of course, is Gabe's Truck and Auto. And they'd like you to know that whether it's an auto, light truck, motorhome, or big rig, for the best service in town, it's Gabe's Truck and Auto Repair. And that's not just my opinion, folks. The Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce gave Gabe's Truck and Auto their prestigious Raven About Fairbanks Award for providing the best vehicle service in Fairbanks.
Gabe's has two large shops and eight mechanics on hand to serve you. And you know, folks, with that much attention, you will get fast, courteous service and have your vehicle back in a hurry. In addition to engine and general vehicle maintenance, Gabe's can also repair automatic transmissions, realign front ends, and repair mount and balance tires. New and rebuilt engines come with a 12-month and 12,000-mile warranty. As you can see, Gabe's is a one-stop service center. And if you need an IM inspection, Gabe's is the originator. That is, they are the originator of the no-pass, no-pay policy. That's right. If you don't pass, you don't pay it, Gabe. And don't forget Gabe's towing service. He has three wreckers available 24 hours a day and can handle any size rig. Getting a tow is as easy as calling 456-6156. You might want to write that number down and put it in your glove box just in case you have a little emergency out there. You can turn your rag into a ride at Gabe's Truck and Auto, located off Van Horn Road near Metro Field. Specifically, that's 2058 Donald Road, right next to Metro Field, or give them a call at 456-6156. And once again, folks, we're here with Dee Church from Oxford Assaying and Refining and Tom Bunsen. They're heading up the Placer Mining Conference this year. And we want to talk a little bit about some of the speakers that will be giving presentations during the luncheons and other banquets and so forth. Would either of you like to comment on that? Or Tom, maybe you'd like to open it up.
Okay. Yeah, I can talk about some of the speakers. I think Dee can talk about some of the arrangements made for the banquets and some of the extracurricular activities. We're going to have Rich Hughes, the president of the Alaska Miners Association, will be speaking on at the Thursday luncheon. Joe Usabelli, Jr., president of the Usabelli Coal Mines, who has always expressed an interest and support in the Placer Miners, will be speaking at the Friday luncheon. And we'll have Kathy Weeks of the Pacific Legal Foundation will be speaking at the Saturday luncheon. Senator Betty Fahrenkamp has expressed an interest in speaking at the Friday banquet, and this is not confirmed, but she'd like to. She just has it's hard for her to miss some of those sessions in Juneau, I think, at that time, but she's trying to make the arrangement to come up. Dee might fill in a few other things here on some of the banquet and arrangements.
Okay, our banquet this year will be catered by Tracy Wade of the Works Creative Catering. The banquet begins at 7 p.m., but prior to that, we will have a no-host cocktail, cocktails which start at 6:30 p.m. The banquet is located at the Alaska Land Civic Center, so there's always adequate parking for everyone who wishes to attend. And the cost of the banquet is $20.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to that, Tom? You mean we've run out of... Okay.
Well, the banquet... some of the entertainment. Jim Bell has offered to put something together, a little skit similar to what is done at Alaska Land every year. And it's something different. We haven't had any entertainment like that before. So hopefully, I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're hoping that'll draw some people into the banquet. Dee might give us a rundown on some of the Gold Diggers Ball.
Oh, for a minute you were going to say she was going to be one of the can girls.
You never know.
Never know.
The Monte Carlo Ball will be on April 1st, which is on a Saturday evening, and it starts at 8 o'clock and ends at 2 a.m. The cost is $15 per person. You can buy tickets during the conference at the registration desk, or you can purchase tickets at the door. Also, there'll be tickets at Oxford Assaying, GRC, at the NC building with the AMA office, Alaskan Prospectors, and at the Fox Roadhouse.
Well, would you folks like to tell me a little bit about the trade show that accompanies this? Can you, either one of you want to elaborate on the trade show?
Our trade show chairman this year is Rosen Stoll, and you can contact her at 456-5832. And we have electric and non-electric exhibitors. I believe it's $225 for electric and $50 for outdoor.
Uh-huh. And, you know, in the past, I know Oxford Assaying and Refining has been represented there with a booth. Alaskan Prospectors has definitely been represented there with a booth. Mining Extension has been there with a booth. And look, can I take a little time here to promote my program?
Whatever.
Mining Extension will be there this year, and of course we have live videos of some of the mining operations, not only in the state of Alaska, but from Nevada, Australia, and Canada, that will be on hand. And all you have to do is tell the person behind the booth that you'd like. They'll have a list of the videos there, and so they'll just plug them in for you so you can take a look. Now, keep in mind that there's a wide variety of mining equipment sales people there that will give you a lot of information regarding the equipment. And if you're truly interested in either small or large-scale mining, this is the place to go for the visit. I know in years past they have opened up Saturday for the public. Is that going to be available this year, or has that been discussed yet?
Yes, I believe it is, Jim, and there is no cost for the public to come in and view the exhibitors.
Oh, it's no cost?
No cost at all.
Well, there's a golden opportunity for you folks. You can come in, and you can take a look at the exhibits and see what the mining industry has to offer. And there's a lot of free literature there. There's just a whole lot of information that you can gather just walking in and looking at the exhibits. In addition to that, you can probably rub elbows with some of those old grizzly placer miners in there that had trooped up into the Alaska in the early part of this century, and you never know when a nugget might rub off on you. So keep that in mind. How about a closing statement? We're getting pretty close to the end of the hour here. Tom, do you have anything that you would like to wind it up with?
Oh, we summarized the sessions and the extracurricular activities. I want to encourage people. There's some other things going on around town at the same time. We're encouraging the miners and the out-of-state people coming in to go take a look at the curlers down there on 2nd Avenue. They, mm-hmm. The International Bond Spiel is on at the same time. The Fairbanks Curling Club is really it's a big and healthy growing curling club. And when you're in between agency sessions, we're telling the miners to take off down the street and take a look at the best curlers from Alaska and northern Canada. Likewise, other activities in the town. Gordon Wright's putting on a Pops concert on Friday and Saturday night. But on Saturday night, when the listen to some good music, come on over to the Gold Diggers Ball afterwards. We want to see everybody combine the whole thing.
Thank you, Tom. Dee, you got anything else you'd like to wind up with?
Yes, I'd like to let people know that today is the last day for pre-registration cost, which is $60. After today, the cost goes up to $80.
I see. So there's a good point brought out. And, of course, you folks know what time it is, don't you? Dee, Tom, thanks a lot for joining me here on Alaska Gold Trail.
Thank you, Jim.
Folks, I want to thank you, too, for joining into the activities today. And next week I'll have Dr. Sharma from PDL on the show with me. So until then, happy prospecting, folks. You're listening to KFAR Radio 660 on your radio dial right here in our town of Fairbanks, Alaska.
To ensure public safety,
the FBI's pulled off a drug bust with what ABC's...